Ricky, another frustrating day. We played well. We deserve something from the game, at least a point. But once again, our luck just doesn't hold out, does it? Not for the full 90.
Yeah, I don't think it was luck today. It's just that those small margins again. You know, the winning goal. We've got to get two people out to the short corner. That's a decision that the players need to take, and that they didn't, and they didn't make it quick enough. And against good teams, you get punished, and that's what happened. So, but look, I thought first half we were good with the wins. It was important that during that period that we give ourselves a chance of getting something from the game by scoring. We did that. Hawley's chance to hit the post. If we'd gone 2-0 up, you'd have been confident you would have got something from the game. And then the second half was as we expected. You know, Weymouth were a very, very good side. They moved the ball around really well. So it was about just making sure that we got in contact with the ball quickly, stopped them playing front, forced the ball wide, and then got into wide areas and stopped them from crossing. And, you know, we did it really well. We did it really, really well. Yeah. And I think that their goal was a good goal. The boy got on the half turn and between the centre midfielders, and then it was a block shot, and it was a great little flick pass and a good finish. And then the winning goal, 89th minute. You know, we can't criticise anything that we've done that we've lost the game, except we haven't got two men out to the short corner. And, you know, I'm screaming from the side, but it shouldn't be coming from me, from the dugout, to get someone out there. The players are on the pitch. No one's taking that responsibility. No one's going out with Jordan to help him. Ultimately, you get punished. And that's where we're at. And, you know, it is a learning curve. We're learning the hard way. But, you know, I wanted us, after the Bishop Stortford game, to put in another performance that the fans can be proud of, that, you know, the chairman and the directors can be proud of. And to go back to it being a St Ives Town performance, and I thought that our work rate and our energy and the togetherness of the team is where we want them to be. It's just a shame now that we've played 15 games and we've only got 5 points. You know, if I could go back and start the season again and do it differently, of course I would. But I'm confident that, you know, we've backed up Tuesday's good performance with another good performance today. Although we've got no points, I'm confident that if we continue to recreate what we've done today, you know, when we play the teams that are not Weymouth, that are not Kingsley, that are not Slough, your Ketterings, those teams, I'm confident that we can start picking up points and start climbing the table.
And I'm sure you're right, mate. The energy level, the effort, it was all there today again, which was good. After Biggleswade, we took it on into another game. Just got to step up and get that result now.
Yeah, of course. Look, we'll recover. I don't think there was any coincidence that this week we've been off the back of two good performances. You know, the boys were all in training Thursday. You know, we want everybody to be in this together. We want there to be a satisfaction that when we do start to pick up points and climb the table, that there's a satisfaction that we've done it all together. We just need to keep our standards high. We just need to make sure that we go again Tuesday, put in another good performance, and then just keep going on. Stick to it, do it together, and keep working hard.
Keep battling, mate. Stay positive.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you very much.